Hi, it's Rebecca. Today, I want to share with you some interesting information about why we're calling this the Great Awakening. We just went through this amazing period. It happened, they said, December 21st. It's been happening before that. We're moving into the age of Aquarius, and things are going to be shifting. They are shifting. We're seeing a lot of changes on the planet. But what is an awakening? I've told you before that when I was in my mid-20s, I had this spontaneous healing. And when I had that happen, my consciousness opened up, expanded. And rather than being trapped in this bubble of mortal thinking and feeling trapped in my body, I shifted into a more expansive, connected, divine, inspiring level of consciousness where I had a different perspective on everything. Everything shifted. Everything that I looked at seemed more vibrant, more beautiful, more full of light. I became more intuitive, more psychic. And I found that things were falling into place a little bit more easily. I also realized that every time I opened up my Bible or my spiritual books, it was as if there were these iron filings in the top of my brain that would stand up. And I could actually feel a physical sensation of them standing up in the top of my brain. And I've read recently that scientists have discovered there is something called magnetite in our brains that is magnetic. So I don't know. I think it had something to do with that. I also felt a cleansing, like a waterfall was going through my body, and it was purifying my insides. Just like a beautiful waterfall was rushing down through my body when I would pray and become very contemplative. I would feel this. And many people now are going through a great awakening because it usually happens when you are in the dark night of the soul. And the dark night of the soul is when you cannot find a human solution to a problem. And it just seems very dark, very depressing. My dark night of the soul was when a doctor told me I would be dead by the time I was 40 if I didn't have surgery. And neither one of those things were options for me. I didn't want to hear this. It was so depressing. It was so fearful for me to hear these words from this doctor that I needed a way out. I needed a solution. And I did believe that the mind was very powerful because I had proven to myself through creative visualization that I had been taught years before that you can manifest. So I realized that there probably was a possibility that you could heal your body if you knew how, but I didn't know how you could make the connection between your mind and the cells in your body to change them. So I went to a healer, and because she was so clear and so spiritually oriented and so loving, it was when she just said one sentence to me that I had this transformation. And that sentence was, "But dear, don't you know you're the perfect child of God and perfect health is your birthright?" Everything shifted, everything. I went from dire fear, absolute agony, to freedom. And I mean real freedom. I had no more fear of my body. I knew it was healed. And honestly, the experience was so profound, I really didn't even care if I wasn't healed on a certain level, because it was just such a magnificent experience to feel this powerful presence all around me and to have my thought open up that way so that I was just tapped into God in a way that I was no longer fearful. There was no fear. Perfect love casts out fear. And that was the experience I had. So we're living in times right now where there's an awful lot of fear on the planet. People are really, really freaking out. You know, not only is the fear of the physical with the, you know, the virus that they're talking about making people crazy, but also the shutdowns are causing terrible problems in every department of life. We can no longer, you know, communicate with each other the way we used to. Everything's changing. The schools, the businesses, the way we do business, the way we socialize. It permeates everything. And if you're not centered, if you're not in touch with your true self, your authentic self, your higher self, you could be freaking out. And that could be your dark night of the soul. But if you can learn to surrender to the higher power, the God within you, because that is what really makes us tick. God is within us. God is not out there, although God is everywhere, but God is truly within us. And when we acknowledge and accept that, we can have a transformation, and that can be our own personal great awakening. And the more of us that wake up on this planet, the more it's going to transform into a much better place. Because when you're in touch with your real self, your higher self, you're happy. And you want to help people, and you want to do the right thing, and you have a moral compass, and your intuition can help you solve problems instead of your 5D senses, which we use to operate in this three-dimensional world. You have a higher sense, a spiritual sense that can guide you to the right opportunities, the right situations, the right solutions to whatever you need solved in your life. And once you tap into that, you begin to understand that life doesn't have to be the dark night of the soul anymore. You can wake up and be living in the new earth,